lawsuit, if that helps you.
I didn't read anything about that.
A woman who was married to her cousin at age 14 in a ceremony overseen by polygamous sect leader Warren Jeffs $16 million lawsuit against the group. Alyssa Wall's lawyer said today that the decision lets attorneys investigate the secretive group's bank accounts and property held in states all over the U.S. In his ruling, Judge Keith Kelly said he found the behavior of Jeffs and the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, quote, was so extreme that it went beyond all possible bound of decency and is regarded as atrocious and utterly intolerable in a civilized society. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon for laughing while I read that, but it's just so hilarious to read. Wall plans to use the money to help people leaving the group, which is based along the Utah-Arizona border and has a compound in South Dakota. And again, I apologize for giggling, but was so extreme that it went beyond all possible... bounds of decency and is regarded as atrocious and utterly intolerable in a civilized society. That is a statement by a U.S. Supreme Court judge about a religious group.
Yeah. Well, we've been hearing about the FLDS for a while now. There was a,
it's
one thing.
Court document. That's the thing, is that we've been hearing about them for a while, but this is written down. This is in a court document. Like, this is official.
Yeah.
This is something that's going to last forever.
Well, we'll see. I'll be curious to see how much money they can actually find, because I have a feeling they've been very, very good at hiding it.
Fair point.
But
even just dismantling the compound they have, I mean, that's got to be like a compound in South Dakota. That's got to be worth at least $10 million.
No, it's in South Dakota. The land is worth like $100 an acre out there. You know, and the compound is...
Damn, why don't I live in South Dakota?
Yeah, maybe it's worth $500,000. You know, it's not like around here where if you had something that size, it'd be worth a small fortune.
But even just the copper.
Yeah.
The piping.
There's a lot of interesting things going on with the FLDS. If you're familiar with either the documentary or the book Prophets Pray, the FLDS apparently was the contractor that produced the O-rings from Morton Thiokol that led to the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
Yes.
And they were also involved in a lot of other government work and government projects. So they had money coming in from a lot of different places.
None of which had anything to do with religion.
One of the things about the FLDS is when you signed up, like, you stopped doing all outside work. You worked for the church.
Yeah.
And the church provided everything that you needed. So if people are coming in, and you don't hear a lot about, they asked me to come in and give up all of my money. It was just people would come in and they'd have a job for the church, and the church would provide everything. So they had money coming in from somewhere. And the question of where all of that money was coming from has never reasonably been answered.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this gets us closer to that. We'll find out.
We will indeed.
The New England Patriots. I don't expect you to get this, but...
Gronk is back.
Gronk is back, baby. It is football eve. Did I mention that off the top of the show? It is football eve. It is time for my fearless picks. My
Gronk
fearless picks for the 2017 football season. These are the teams that you want to go bet on in Vegas right now, because these are the teams that are going to make the postseason. I did okay last year. I think I was about 60% accurate last year, which is...
I mean, it's a D in school, but in football, that's pretty
better than a coin flip.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's who I like. We'll start with the AFC. For the East, it's the New England Patriots. We're going to win the division.
Gronk,
no question. No problem.
Back.
For the AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers are going to make it into the postseason again this year. For the South, This one may be a little controversial. I like the Tennessee Titans.
Really?
If Marcus Mariota stays healthy throughout the season with the weapons that they have on that team, they're going to get it done. Indianapolis does not have Andrew Luck for at least 6 weeks, maybe more. The Houston Texans, I don't know what that team is.
But we didn't have Gronk all last season, or the majority of last season, and we still...
Tennessee Titans, it is their division to lose.
I guess that is, they are the Cubs of this season, I will say.
The AFC West, the Oakland Raiders, healthy Derek Carr is going to get them back into the playoffs again. Your two wild cards for the AFC. The Kansas City Chiefs, who I think you've got to like, and the Miami Dolphins. Yes, the Miami Dolphins. Behind smoking Jay Cutler, because they made it into the playoffs last year.
They share their stadium with a baseball team.
So do the Raiders. For now, until they go to Vegas.
Don't care. That is the dumbest ballpark of any sort that I've ever been to.
This is you and your youth and inexperience. Because
shut up. I'm 31. I'm not 19.
Back in my day?
Boop, 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 boop.
Back in my day?
Oh, you mean like when you had to turn the dial to make the telephone make noises and ring?
Yes, with the rotary phone days. Back in my day, a lot of football teams played in baseball stadiums.
Oh, well, isn't that adorable for 500 years ago?
It was awesome. It was awesome watching these guys play and like run through the infield and run over the pitcher's mound.
Okay, so the Patriots played at Fenway? Is that what you're saying?
The Patriots? I don't think the Patriots...
No, they didn't, because it's utterly ridiculous to have a football team play on a baseball field.
The Patriots played at Nickerson Field, which was a combination, it was a football stadium, but was also used as a baseball field at one point in its life.
Cute. That doesn't mean they played at Fenway, nor does it mean that anyone played baseball at Gillette.
The Patriots actually did play one season at Fenway while Sullivan Stadium was being built.
Now you're just making this up.
Nope.
Gross.
Nope. They played a season at Fenway. A lot of NFL teams, because once upon a time, the NFL was this little startup league and nobody knew it was going to work. So nobody had the money to go out and build Gillette. Nobody had the money to go build Jerry World.
But that's the thing, is that
nobody had the money to build Megatron's anus down there in Atlanta.
The Patriots played on a baseball field out of necessity, not out of we'll just play here.
Yeah, well, it was play there or don't play anywhere. Those were your choices.
Do you know how ridiculous Dolphins? I'm not. We can't have this conversation. Do you know how ridiculous Dolphin Stadium is? It looks so stupid. It's like, are you baseball fields? Are you football fields? You can't make up your mind. You're shaped weird. I've been to a game there. The tickets cost about $20.
You can fit football in a baseball diamond. It works.
But looks ridiculous.
No, it's different. I think it's kind of cool, personally. I don't have a problem with it. The sight lines are terrible no matter where you sit at a football game anyway. Now, I've got to sort of, I may have to rethink this Miami Dolphins situation, because we found out today that the Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who were supposed to open the season on Sunday, have had their game postponed until week 11.
Oh, because of that?
Because of Hurricane
dumb
Irma.
Dumb Irma?
Yeah, which you absolutely want to keep
Derma,
an eye on.
Irma, as I like to call her.
Which means both of those teams are now playing 16 weeks straight. Neither team is happy about this. Both teams offered, we'll go play in a different stadium. Don't take our bye week away from us. That's not what the NFL decided. So they're going to play 16 weeks straight. No team has been asked to do that in the modern era. And now we have two of them. And they are both contenders for the postseason. We'll see what happens with this. It will be interesting. If Miami isn't up to it, I think the Cincinnati Bengals have probably got a pretty good shot of getting back into the postseason if Vontaze Burfict can stop getting 50 penalties a game in the games that he plays between his suspensions for getting 50 penalties a game. Over to the NFC for the East, I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. I think Dak year two and Ezekiel Elliott, especially if the court appeal lets him play all season long, is going to be pretty tough for the NFC East to stop. The North, you got to take the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, I always love the Green Bay Packers.
There is no one in that division that can touch them yet.
Cheeseheads all day.
For the South, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In a division that features both the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons, I think that is going to be one of the most competitive divisions this season.
Especially given the current literal climate there.
And again, I wrote this list up earlier this week before the game suspension was announced. My feeling on the NFC South, because they're playing the AFC East this season. Mm-hmm. Those teams are going to batter each other to death. And they're going to get beaten up on by the AFC East. Not the Cowboys and the Bills, or the Jets and the Bills. Those are easy games. One of those teams is going to wind up one game ahead of all the others. Mm. And it may be a team that comes in with a 9-7 record, which everybody hates because it's like, you got to win 10 games to make the playoffs. It could be a team that comes in with an 8-8 record, for that matter. I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers doing that. That was before we found out they were playing 16 straight games. There's a lot of young talent on that team. Maybe they can get away with it. We'll see. The West is going to be the Seattle Seahawks all day long. For the wild card right now, I've got the Detroit Lions.
Sorry, Boston. I didn't say go Seahawks. I was joking.
I think the Lions are going to make it in again this year. And the New Orleans Saints. Now, in light of the 16 straight games for Tampa Bay, maybe that flips. Maybe it's now the New Orleans Saints win the division, the Buccaneers get in. I think you're going to see both of those teams. So those are my fearless picks. I'll have those up on Facebook so that you can mock me later this season.
And all I have to say is, fly, Eagles, fly.
Or be amazed when they all come true.
To victory, fly, Eagles, fly. Get a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I'll stop. I love you, New England Patriots. I didn't mean that. I just like their fight song.
We don't hate the Eagles.
Hit them low, hit them high, and watch those Eagles fly. We don't need to hear their fight song. Fly. Sorry. I'm done.
We don't even have a fight song.
I know. I think that's why I know the Eagles fight song, is that we don't have one. We really need one.
We do.
Something patriotic, because, you know.
Don't let Bostonians vote on what the fight's going to be.
I was going to say, this could start a...
It won't be good.
Where we can't say on the radio
it'll
storm.
It'll be something by Belle Biv DeVoe and or New Kids on the Block. Hanging tough. Hanging tough. And it's like, no, I can't go to the games anymore and hear that song.
After the boys of summer
It's bad enough I got to listen to that damn Neil Diamond song every time I go to see the Red Sox.
I'm not sure what song you're talking about.
You know what song I'm talking about. I'm not going to bring it up. They're using it in car commercials now.
Bump, bump.
Stop it.
Was it the spring? Sorry, I won't. I won't. We're done. It's fine.
Give me a topic.
Ah-da-da-da. Ah-da-da-da. MJ.
Okay, that covers so much ground. Michael Jackson, Mary Jane Watson.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
That's what I always think when I hear MJ.
There's a lot of MJs in the world. He's not the only one.
But he's the official MJ.
Michael Jackson. If you said George Michael, I'd know what it is. Michael Jackson. Yeah, somebody's suing somebody over something. No?
You were closer before.
There's a new album coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was announced weeks ago.
Actually, it was officially announced yesterday.
Yeah, but they said weeks ago that it was coming.
Yes, but...
This is all stuff that he was working on at the time. So this is all unreleased stuff that he was working on.
The 13-track album of some of Michael Jackson's songs will be released on September 29th. Jackson's official Twitter account sent out a teaser, but Sony Music confirmed the album's upcoming release today, saying that Michael Jackson's Scream is a collection of 13 of his all-time most electrifying and danceable tracks, including Ghost, Torture, Thriller, and Dirty Diana. The highlight of the album is Blood on the Dance Floor times Dangerous, a newly created mashup of five songs from the remixer The White Panda. The bonus track premiered exclusively on Shazam today, where fans could unlock the song for a few hours.
Number one, it's a greatest hits album.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, you know.
But it's a greatest hits album with
a dance mix on it, which is the way they do them all now.
Of course.
Earth, Wind, and Fire started that
but
when they
I
put
mean, to
September
be fair,
on their greatest hits album.
The White Panda, good masher, I will say.
Number one, it's a greatest hits album. Number two, when you die, your Twitter account should automatically be changed to the estate of. Michael Jackson is not tweeting anymore.
I know, that did really definitely creep me out.
Elvis is not tweeting. Elvis didn't even know what Twitter was. Dead people don't
tweet. Yeah, Elvis is not alive to know what Twitter was.
Yeah, please stop with the official Twitter accounts of the dead, okay? Twitter of the living dead needs to come to an end. I can't take it anymore.
Of the living dead.
It's bad enough.
Well, I do. I mean, the one thing tweet that I really like about this is, like, I at my restaurant, I work with a guy who's 16. And it's always like, oh, my God, I hate old music. And he refers to old music as, like, Biggie. That's old. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? But 2 days ago, he told me, he was like, I love Michael Jackson. And I thought it was so fantastic that somebody literally half my age who has absolutely no idea about music, clearly, because he hates Biggie.
A lot of people hate Biggie. It's okay to hate Biggie.
It's not okay to hate
Biggie. It's totally okay to hate Biggie.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word. Sorry, I'm going to stop.
I got no use for anything that didn't come out of New York in the 70s. Really, that to me is the...
It was the 80s and late 80s, early 90s. Come on.
Post-Run DMC, I don't have much use for a lot of...
Even Curtis Blow?
Curtis Blow is out of the New York. He's like a Washington Park guy.
But he was the 80s.
Yeah.
You just said after the late 70s.
Oh, well, I said after Run DMC, which is like, yeah, you're right. It should be like the mid-80s. I do like N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton. It's a great album. But it's, and there are individuals, like, I like Puff Daddy. And
But you have to respect, even if you don't
Biggie
like
just
Biggie,
didn't do it for me.
Even if you don't, that's the thing. Is even if it's not your personal cup of tea, you gotta give respect where respect's due.
I know. A lot of people to Biggie and Snoop Dogg and, you know.
But my point being that it's nice to have something come out currently that, like, 16-year-olds will be like, yeah, this.
Yeah.
To music that I loved when I was 5.
Yeah. No, that's one of the good things about music is it does bridge the generations.
Yeah. And that's why this stupid 5-track mashup, whatever, stupid as it absolutely is, might be actually somewhat helpful.
Like, you millennials are keeping the deep cuts from my post-college years alive.
Stop calling me a millennial.
I can't.
Or a Becky. Those are two things that I am not.
You're a millennial Becky. So this one should be right up your alley. This is your last one. Banana Republic.
Is a brand I don't wear because I'm not a millennial Becky.
Your millennial Becky friends wear it. You have millennial Becky friends, and you know you have millennial Becky friends.
Oh, yes, I do, but I'm not one of them.
Banana Republic.
I have no idea.
The Gap?
I mean, I know what they are. I don't.
The Gap Incorporated announced it is shutting down around 200 Banana Republic and Gap stores. That have been underperforming over the next 3 years. This is going to be a lot more Banana Republic shutting down than The Gap, I guarantee you, because The Gap is still semi-relevant, and Banana Republic
is totally irrelevant.
Really should have gone away in the early 90s.
Yeah, I honest to God, did not know that Banana Republic is still existing.
Oh yeah, they're still out there. Banana Republican, as we used to call them back in the day.
Sorry, I haven't been to South Shore Plaza in a while.
No, I don't think they have one.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Now, this is not another one of those retail apocalypse stories, because The Gap is planning to open 270 new stores, but they're going to be Old Navy's and Athleta's. So Old Navy, good. Banana Republic, bad.
So basically, like, the gross, crappy version of the clothes that Banana Republic and The Gap put out.
Yeah.
Are the ones that should keep going.
I like to think of it as a gross, crappy version of the Gap clothes, like the Gap.
Yeah, that's. I always think of Old Navy as like the Gap if it lost all its money in a pyramid scheme, and then became another clothing store, and it was Old Navy.
Really, none of them have been as influential or as important as they were for 20 years.
Yeah, like the 90s were all about the Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy.
But boy, you can find people wearing disposable Old Navy clothes all day long. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. When we come back, why President Trump is correct.
Incorrect.
And a good man. And someone worthy of your Batman. Support. On the DACA issue here on WMFO Medford, where we say goodbye to the summer of 2017 and welcome the kids back to school.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
International struggles of our world may lead to
nuclear holocaust.
To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive-All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survive-All offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down in 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a survival shelter today.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to smokybear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford. I am Shay Spillane with you as always with my good pal Derek Gary. We're going to be here with you until 9 o'clock if you would like to give us a ring. We'd always like to hear from our listeners. So please do so at 855-915-9636. And now we're on to our main topic of the show, which Derek and I apparently greatly disagree on.
Only because you're ignorant, but yeah, go ahead. Spew your hate and nonsense.
Only
and then
because
I'll
you're
clean it up.
Uninformed and annoying. A president, if you can't hear the air quotes when I do that, know they're implied. President Trump has decided to disband DACA.
Is that that's a good thing, right? Because isn't that where all those Jewish people died during World War II? Oh, that was Dachau.
Cute.
That was something else entirely.
Adorable.
Yes. No, this is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Act,
yes.
Passed by executive order by President Barack Obama in 2012.
See how easily he said president before Barack Obama?
DACA basically says that if you came to the U.S. as a child, younger than 16, have lived in the United States since June 15th, 2007, it didn't have to be continuous, but it had to be continuous. It didn't have to be continuous, but since June 15th, 2007, you had to be here for the previous 5 years.
Yes.
And were less than 30 years old when the law took effect in 2012, then you could apply for a 2-year deferment, whatever that is, that would allow you to get a driver's license. It would allow you to get a job. It would allow you to get a college education.
And stimulate our economy and strengthen our country.
For 2 years.
Yes, but 2 years, I mean, any straight up American citizen can tell you what you can do with 2 years of being an American citizen.
And then at the end of those 2 years, you have to apply for
actual citizenship.
No. You apply for another 2 years.
Yes, but I knew I was going to fight with you on this.
Because you don't know what it is, and you don't know why.
I do know what it is.
What Donald Trump did was the right thing and the smart thing, which I cannot believe I'm saying about our president, but I'm saying he did the right thing and he did the smart thing. Ugh. I hate it when he does this to me.
Gross.
Earlier in the show, I had to agree with Elizabeth Warren, which is already a strike against
this week.
You're
just throwing up in your mouth all over the place tonight, aren't you?
It's already a strike against this week, and now I have to agree with President Trump because he did the right thing.
Okay. First of all, putting aside whether eliminating this program is right or wrong, maybe wait until after we've handled the hurricanes that are happening right now to make some huge pronouncement about thousands of people that live in our country, especially considering a lot of people who are benefiting from this program live in the Texas and Florida area.
The program hasn't been eliminated.
It's about to be. That's the whole point of our conversation.
If you consider 6 months from now about to be.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, that's about to be. He's 4 years as president. 6 months from now, that's less than a pregnancy. Like, that's about to be eliminated. And regardless of which, I don't know, wait a month, to make this pronouncement. Maybe wait until people's socks are dry.
Do you know why he made this announcement when he did?
I have a feeling, but I'm not allowed to say expletives on the radio.
Okay. So what we have in the case of Shea Spillane is the emotional knee-jerk reaction.
Do not call me emotional filtered, in this situation.
Filtered through the mainstream
call
media.
Me empathetic, sure. I do not adhere to the mainstream media. I adhere to my brain.
Filtered through the mainstream media, which is Trump is bad, this is evil, oh my God. Because you're asking the question, why did he do it now?
No, I'm not. First of all, I am against the fact that he's doing it in general.
I am not.
But I'm saying that if he really needed to do it, why not wait a little while?
Would you like to know why not wait a little while?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Yes, I'm going
with your knee-jerk holier than now, I'm bald and proud, yay, right wing.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do it with my knee-jerk fact, which is always, I know, it's devastating for those on the left when we come at you with facts, but here's the facts. Attorneys general from 10 states at the start of the summer told President Trump that they would sue to have DACA overturned if he did not do something by September 5th.
Wait, so 10, so is that... Let me think. That's 20% of the entire country.
Doesn't matter.
I think that's a failing grade in every single public school system.
Doesn't matter because
doesn't
that
it
is
though?
No, because when those
I'm pretty sure 10% of the country wanted to make a different country under the Confederate flag.
Because there's two problems here. Number one, it's going to cost the U.S. government money to defend that, which is money that is better spent on the people of Houston right now, as we all will agree. And number two, everyone...
Oh, and we're keeping in mind that a lot of the people in Houston are people who are considered dreamers.
And number
we're,
two...
We're remembering that number while two, we talk about this, right?
Everyone in Washington, including Senator Dianne Feinstein, I think she's on your side, agrees that if they sued, DACA is gone.
Cute. I like that you just lump me in with other leftists. In a lot of ways, I'm right wing. This isn't me being emotional or me being, oh my God, I'm liberal, cry me a river. This is me thinking as a logical human being and thinking, number one, this is a dumb idea because our country was founded by people like, my grandfather was in my great-grandmother's womb when she came over from Ireland.
Can we talk about the actual executive order and not family histories?
Or... Can you let me finish a sentence?
No, because what you have is not relevant to this.
I wasn't finished.
Okay. Have you got some legal basis to defend DACA?
Or the land of the free
because if you
and
do,
the home of the brave.
If you do, you're doing better than Donald Trump, Jeff Sessions, and Senator Dianne Feinstein. People who are by no means on the same ideological spectrum who all say, as has been proven again and again and again, Obama's executive orders... which is what this was, do not withstand legal tests. Neither do Donald Trump's, for that matter.
I was going to say, if we're going to start calling...
Of the travel ban have we been through?
If we're
going to
start calling executive orders into question, we can't leave out that Donald Trump's in the, what, 6 months of presidency have been, or let's see, 7, 8 odd months of presidency... have been somewhat questionable.
Correct. Every one of his executive orders to try to put a travel ban in place have been thrown out or suspended by the courts. Okay? DACA was headed down the same road. So let me tell you what happens.
But again,
Let me tell you what happens if Donald Trump sits back and does nothing, which is what the left is accusing him of doing. Donald Trump sits back and does nothing. Okay? The courts throw Obama's executive order out, which is what would have happened. And immediately, all of those 787,000 people, nearly 788,000 people, are in the United States illegally and have to leave now. What Donald Trump did was to say, we're going to suspend this to put off the lawsuit, to block the lawsuit, to stop the lawsuit. And I'm giving Congress 6 months to pass a law. That's what he said. I am giving Congress 6 months to pass a law to fix this.
That is such a generous sugarcoating of what he is doing.
What the president has said.
That is a sugarcoating.
It's not a sugarcoating.
It is absolutely a sugarcoating.
And only someone living in a delusional partisan politics
world. I'm giving Congress time to figure out what I'm not smart enough to.
It's not his job.
Really?
The president cannot do this.
The president isn't supposed to decide things?
No.
That's weird.
The president does not create law.
I've been alive for 31 years, and I have thought.
You're being deliberately ignorant right now. And you
I'm
know
not
you
being
are.
Deliberately ignorant. I'm acknowledging the fact that he has no idea what he's doing, and this is a perfect example of that.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
I'm sorry. He knows what he's doing, but it's not the right thing.
It's absolutely the right thing.
No.
Would you prefer that those 10 state attorneys general sue, DACA gets thrown out, and those people get kicked out of the United States tomorrow?
No, but I would also prefer that we have a president who has some sort of tact and some sort of responsibility beyond being self-serving to, like, everything that he does is looking out for himself, which is the opposite of what a president's
How
supposed
is
to
this
do.
Looking out for himself? His hand was forced by 10 states. 10 states said, we're going to sue on September
5th. 50. Again,
Doesn't
that
matter.
Is 20%.
Doesn't matter. It took one
of
state.
The country.
It took one
20%.
State.
20%.
Talking over me does not make you right.
I'm not talking over you. I'm
conversation.
Being...
Conversation.
Okay.
All it takes is one state to get rid of Trump's travel ban. We saw that happen. 10 states, it doesn't matter, it could be one state. All it takes is one state to sue. Because we know what the outcome in the federal courts is going to be. DACA gets thrown out because DACA is illegal.
But it...
It's illegal.
It's...
And the only way that you make it legal is to have Congress write legislation that says, if you meet these criteria that were outlined in DACA, you can stay in the United States. And if Congress really wants to get it right, which they should, which would be nice, which would be a change, they will do something that DACA didn't. And they will provide a path to citizenship for these 787,000 young people who have grown up in the United States, been educated in the United States, work in the United States, and deserve to stay in the United States.
But that's my point, is there are plenty of people who fit that criteria who are being threatened by this executive order, by this or this repeal of Obama's executive order.
That was going to happen anyway.
But
only Congress can pass a law that allows these people to stay. The president can't do that unilaterally.
I know the president can't do that unilaterally, but at the same time, it's there are proper steps to go through. It's just like abortion. It's like, oh, abortion was illegal until Roe v. Wade, and then Supreme Court, boom, abortion's legal. It's the same sort of thing in that, yes, absolutely, it has to go through the proper filtration, if you will. But that doesn't change the fact that just saying that this thing that so many people have benefited from, which has stimulated our economy, arguably.
Donald Trump isn't arguing with any of that. He is telling Congress to go do its job and pass legislation. And between that and what he did earlier today, siding with the Democrats to get funding approved for hurricane relief in Houston.
That he previously denied.
No, he never denied that.
Yes, he pulled funding out of FEMA and...
He pulled funding out of every federal agency. Houston is a different... Houston is funded in an entirely different way. Donald Trump has actually done two very smart and very good things.
Oh, God, I'm falling asleep.
In the last few days.
Call Donald Trump smart.
He has done very smart, and I'm not saying he's smart, but I'm saying somebody in there has done smart, good things in the last few days. And I am as stunned as anybody else. But the guy is looking presidential right now. And the guy is looking to find solutions right now.
Oh, did he polish his red tie?
Look, we can argue about the shortcomings of this president all day long.
We really could.
Lord knows. I've argued about the shortcomings of every president that we've had for as long as I've been behind this microphone. But when they get something right, no matter how much I disagree with them, I am the first to give credit.
Okay, so... Our differences in opinion on this aside, this is not my only reason for being against this, but it could have been a week later. It could have been slightly more timely than we're in the middle of one of our most highly Mexican populated cities being in a disaster, which is going to be shortly followed by another one of our most highly Mexican and Cuban populated cities being in a disaster with, screw you.
The thing about
I'm
it is,
I'm pulling your program.
The thing about
legal
it is,
legal or not, legal or not, it's a matter of tact. It's a matter of compassion.
Lawyers,
I'm not trying to be a bleeding heart liberal. I'm just saying, in terms of from a PR standpoint,
I don't
for the rest of the world.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. But here's the thing: when lawyers tell you they're going to do something on September 5th, and attorney generals are lawyers, they're going to do something on September 5th.
Yeah, but why can't you just like kick them in the knee or something?
Donald Trump could have called up those AGs and said, look, we're in the middle of a national disaster.
Precisely.
Can you guys wait until...
Yeah, wait a week.
At least after the September 11th anniversary to do this.
At least wait for the anniversary of our most famous disaster that ever happened.
I have a feeling that those phone calls were made. Somebody said no. Somebody said no, screw you. We want this done. We said September 5th. You've got until September 5th, no extensions.
So you're saying there's someone worse than Donald Trump in America?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And those are the hardcore no immigration Republicans. You know, no immigration under any circumstances. You can't take out the sins of the parents on the children. These are American citizens. And one of the biggest problems with DACA, one of the fundamental flaws with DACA, was it? It's a Band-Aid. It never gave those kids a path to citizenship in the United States. It gave them 2 years, and then you get another 2 years, and you get another 2 years. And maybe somewhere down the road after, you know, 15 or 20 times reapplying, we'll make you an American citizen. But it wasn't there.
No, the wait.
Because Barack Obama, when he was playing politics, did not want to be seen as giving amnesty to illegal immigrants. For the same reasons that Donald Trump has to pay lip service to the people who say no immigrants in the United States and we're going to build a wall. Because this is an issue that gets people elected. And
how
this is
the
people
that
gets people kicked out of office.
But that's, first of all, if you know about the way to get...
He did the right thing.
If you know about the way to get status as an American, as an illegal immigrant, it's from having multiple jobs, multiple sources. DACA provides the ability to do that non-illegally.
But like, you have to spend a certain amount of time here.
Yes, but...
But there was never any provision anywhere in DACA that said that was guaranteed. It was 2 years, and then we're going to reevaluate you.
Yeah, but it's...
So you know what, Donald...
You can establish exactly what you need for citizenship in those 2 years.
You know what Donald Trump could have done?
Shut up.
You know what he could have done?
What?
He could have said, we're not renewing anybody. You get to stay to the end of your 2 years, and then you go home. And we're going to unwind it that way. He didn't do that.
Because
there are
people would set the White House on fire.
There's plenty of Klan members down there that would have defended the White House, and plenty of people who would have supported him in this. Third of the country would have supported the president in this. He didn't do that. He didn't say we're going to throw you all out. He didn't say we're going to shut it down tomorrow. He didn't say get out of here by December 31st. He said 6 months and I want Congress to fix this. That's what he said. I want Congress to fix this. And he said if Congress doesn't fix it, he's going to take another look at it. So at the very least, he avoided the lawsuit. But what happens... Maura Healey and all the Democrats, eager to score their political points, run out and file their own baseless lawsuit that says we're going to be economically harmed by this. Folks, the courts have found time and time again that states do not have any standing. They don't have any standing to do this. This is political grandstanding that wastes taxpayer money. And those AGs should be thrown out of office when the next election rolls around. Sorry, Maura Healey, you get a lot right, but you're way off on this one. I get the point. I get what you're trying to do. But don't try and score political points with the taxpayer money. That's not what we pay our taxes for. Let's fix some highways around this state.
Wait, you pay taxes?
I do. Quite a lot. You wouldn't believe what I pay in taxes. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. It is The Big Picture. I'm Derek Gary. She's Shea Spillane. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight on The Town with Mikey D, everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Just stay here. You get it. It's awesome. It's good. When we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest things from the past week. And it is, of course, fall. We heard the Summer Nights from Greece.
Yeah. That was a nice send-off.
If you were here in the studio, you heard Shay lip-syncing and dancing to Summer Nights by Greece. That's always...
Yeah, you guys totally... Like, we need to put a video camera in here because people are missing out on one of the best parts of the show, which is me being ridiculous.
That is our official back-to-school end-of-summer song every year. And then there's one other that we play every year on the show. I love this show because I don't even have to pick the music tracks. I just know. It's like, first week of September, playing that.
Biggity-boom.
Yeah. So, when we come back, our favorite things, the strangest things, here on WMFO Medford.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome.
WMFO 91.5 FM Medford. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Shay Spillane, as always, with my good buddy Derek Gary. We're going to be here for about 9 more minutes. If you want to call us quick, you can do so at 855-915-9636. Now we're on to our segment, What's Hot? Which is what we believe to be the hottest thing from this coming week or the last. For me, I'm going to have to say, on Friday, there's the food tour of Somerville in Davis Square.
Who needs Lisa Nichols? We got you right here to keep us up to date on what's happening
with food. It's literally being called a gastronomical food adventure.
And it's in Somerville. It's an adventure, all right.
It's from 5 to 6 in Davis Square. It's called the Davis Square Meeting Spot. It's $60 admission, but you get a tour guide who leads you all over, like, all the delicious things in Davis Square, that tops off with pizza and bowling at the end. And it's a fantastic idea for a date. It's a fantastic idea for just you and your friends wanting a cool pregame.
There's some good food over there in Davis Square. There's some really good food over there.
But go to offthebeatenpathtours.com to get tickets, because... Yeah, I used to live right near Davis Square, and I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed with whatever food they're introducing you to.
I have it on good authority that Caramel, which is the best bakery in Salem right now, is going to be opening up in Davis Square later this year, bringing their incredible French pastries and macarons straight to the heart of Somerville. Oh my God,
this stuff is so good. It does say, wrap your day up with a sweet award-winning treat. So that may be.
It could be. I bet it's from the cupcake place, because they're over there too right now. But
Kick-Ass Cupcakes is closed though. That makes me sad.
Just you wait until you get a caramel over there. So good. If you're going to Dave and Buster's, I'm going to tell you to stop right now. Get in your car and drive on down to Taunton to the Silver City Galleria.
Wait, you're telling people to go to Taunton?
I know. Normally, I wouldn't recommend this. Go check out Round 1. I found myself in there on Saturday during the day, and they're open until 1 in the morning. If you're over 21, you can go in there and drink at night. Round 1 is part of a small chain of arcades in the United States that is run by a Japanese company. It is a Japanese arcade.
Oh, they know how to do arcades.
In the United States, which means they have all of the latest Japanese games. They have all of the environment video games. You want your Star Wars Battle Pod. You want your Walking Dead, like Crossbow. You're in the booth with the thing. You want your sit-down racers. They got all of that stuff.
Is there pinball?
No pinball. They have bowling. They have pool. They have karaoke booths. They have the sit-down, coffee table style arcade Street Fighter games. So that you and your friend can sit there and battle all night long.
Literally sit there
in comfortable chairs. Same setup that they have in Japan. They have the newest Japanese photo booths, so that you can get your picture taken and have all kinds of wacky effects applied to it. They also have crane machines with the current Japanese crane machine prizes in them. When you walk into this place, it is like walking into a Japanese arcade. It is amazing.
So basically like walking into the future.
Well, walking into the state, you know, it's not quite Sega Club. It's not state of the art of what's going on in Japan right now.
It's state of the art compared to what's going on in America right now.
But it's the closest thing you're going to get in this country. And it's aces over Dave & Buster's. It is so much cooler than Dave & Buster's. Here's a start. $30 gets you 150 credits.
Woody woo.
And that's enough to keep you going for a little while in this place.
Kids, I never thought I'd say this, but go to Taunton.
Round one arcade. Yeah, this comes with the caveat that you're in Taunton. You might want to strap on the Kevlar. And this is the mall where that waitress got stabbed to death. But you go during the day.
Small price to pay for state-of-the-art video games, yeah, though, kids.
You go during the day, and it's probably okay out there. But go see it, experience it. If you are into arcades at all, I'm pretty sure you're going to have a damn good time down there. If you've heard about Japanese arcades and wish you could experience it here, they got the rhythm games, they've got the driving games, they've got the shooter games. It's incredible. I cannot wait to go back. I may sneak down there again this weekend. As much as one can sneak to Taunton from the North
Shore. There's not much sneaking to Taunton.
No, that's kind of a long-term prospect.
WMFO. This is our thing that happened this week, the craziest thing from the past week. And mine, a 20-year-old Massachusetts man is accused of stabbing and killing his brother during a fight over the family's Wi-Fi connection. He apparently showing no emotion, stood in front of the judge wearing a suit jacket, no shoes, and pajama pants while he pleaded not guilty to the murder of his older brother, Nathan, at their family's Leominster home just before 7:30 p.m. yesterday. Police, who spent the night examining the crime scene, said the 23-year-old victim was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Although Timothy Record, the defendant's attorney, would not comment on a motive, court documents showed that a physical fight broke up between Record and his brother over the use of devices overwhelming the Wi-Fi signal that culminated in the defendant grabbing a kitchen knife and using it to stab his brother in the chest.
Not cool.
Yeah. I've squirted ketchup at my brother before.
I have to assume that one is watching porn and the other is playing Overwatch online. And
you mess with my Halo, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And we wind up in this situation. Pay for the extra bandwidth, parents, is what we're saying.
Unlimited.
Arkansas. Good old Arkansas. Leslie Sessions, age 30, and her husband Derek Calloway, age 37, fancy themselves pornographers. Huh. They've been making and selling videos online for some time, earning around $1,000 a month to help support their two young children. Problem is, they shoot them in public, and police in Jonesboro, where the videos were shot, are not fans of their work.
I imagine not. No.
After purchasing some of their videos, police arrested them on a range of public indecency charges, including incidents where Sessions masturbated at a Cheddar's restaurant, exposed herself in a Home Depot, and performed a sex act in a Kohl's changing room. After posting bond, Calloway said he was stunned by the number of Facebook friend requests he received.
Well, I mean, if only to learn about how to have sex in a cold dressing room.
Honestly, who's not masturbating at Cheddar's?
I mean, what else is Cheddar's for?
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know.
We're not going there for food, people.
International House of Pancakes at 3 in the morning. You know there's something going on under that table.
Don't catch me in a Waffle House.
Yeah, that's it. So, makes me not want to go to Cheddar's, though.
Yeah. I've never wanted to anyhow, but now I'm very inspired.
I'm kind of struck by the fact that all of the places where they were recording these are like big box
franchise chains, big franchise chains.
Places I don't associate with
sex. It's not like
sex.
Mama's Little Bakery.
Yeah. Anyway, that is all the time that we've got for this week. So until next time, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
And I'm Derek Gary. Watch out for the flash flooding tonight. Keep your eyes on Irma, and we'll see you next week.